Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your people, Lord. I thank you for your people, Lord, that are about your business. And Lord, those of us that maybe were intimidated by people or intimidated by situations, God, we thank you. The fear of man is blown off of us in Jesus' name. That we'll only fear God. And Lord, again, we thank you, God, for what you did on the cross. We thank you, God, you rose from the dead. We thank you, Lord, you hold the keys to death and hell, Lord, and you loved us enough to give us an invitation. So, Lord, we bless your name, and we thank you for all you've done and all you're about to do in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm just going to read a little scripture, and then we're going to have it all for prayer time. If you need prayer, if you need a miracle, if you need your body healed, if you need somebody in your family, friend, just anything. I believe God's going to give you miracles today. And God gave Sarah a song. I think it was right around the time we had our first service here. In fact, you sang it at the first service. But it was freedom? And so I think that'd be a good song to do while we're praying for miracles. Y'all believe in the miracles?
Yes.
I believe in a miracle. Yes, Lord. Go to Matthew 27. Not going to preach, just going to read the truth for you. Y'all got it? Now when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself also had become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. By the way, it's prophesied, is it in Psalm 22, it said he'll die between thieves. He'll be crucified with the poor, but he'll be buried with the rich. This was a rich man that decided to give him a tomb to be buried in. Pretty amazing how prophecy comes forth, isn't it? When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and he laid it in his new tomb, which had been hewn out of the rock, and he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. On the next day which followed, the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember, while he was still alive, how that deceiver said," speaking of deceivers, wow, they were deceivers. "We remember, while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." And Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way. Make sure it is secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the tomb and setting the guard. Going to the next chapter. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene, by the way, Mary Magdalene and Mary, I assume Mary is mother. I'm not really sure, but Mary Magdalene was the woman who cast, it wasn't the other Mary. No, it was Mary and Martha, Mary, right? Mary of Bethany. Praise God. But Mary Magdalene was one that I believe Jesus cast 12, was it 12 demons? 7? Perfect number. Jesus cast 7 demons out of her, and I think most people think she was probably a prostitute. So isn't it amazing that one of Jesus' best friends, Mary, I guess Mary and Martha married. You think that's the one? Right, Mary of Bethany. But Mary Magdalene, you got, you know, a prostitute, a woman who had demons come out of her, and then you've got close friends. But, you know, I thought it was kind of odd that there was a woman that was just strictly promiscuous and adulterous and no telling what she had in her, but she was there at the tomb because Jesus had saved her and Jesus had cast demons out of her. She was a brand new creation. She was a brand new creation. And everybody saw this like, wow, we remember when. Ever had anybody bring your past up? I remember when Chuck was a real problem child, right? Probably your mom would have said that. There was a time, she loves you though, but there was a time when y'all were problem children, right? And I'm talking about God's children. But God forgave you and God set your feet on the rock and God said, come, follow me, right? Praise God. They came to the tomb and behold, there was a great earthquake. Ooh. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and he sat on it. Get that picture, sitting on that big old stone. I just rolled that thing away, baby. Power of God just rolled that thing away. His countenance was what? Like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. They got slain in the spirit. It's like, what's that? Where's that in the Bible? Right there. They got slain in the spirit by the power of God. Didn't kill them. It don't say that at all. They just took them out of the way. The guards shook for fear and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. He is not here, he is risen. And he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And you go quickly and tell his disciples he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. Whoa. And they ran to bring the disciples the word. Wouldn't you think that the 12 would have been the ones sitting there by walking up to the tomb expecting God to rise from the dead? Wouldn't you think the ones that ate and drank and hung out with him for, what, 3.5 years would have been the ones that were expectant? They went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, rejoice. So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. And Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. And so we're going to have a time of prayer. Won't you, Jamie and Sarah, won't you come up here? And the whole worship team can come up there. But I do want to sing this song as we minister. And the Holy Spirit's going to turn it into a prophetic song, I believe. I just want to read you while you all are getting ready. 1 Corinthians 15. If Christ is preached, he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified that God has raised up Christ. But if he did not raise up, in fact, the dead do not rise. And in verse 19, it said, in this life, only we have hope in Christ. In this life, only we have hope in Christ. If we do not have a resurrection, we are the most pitiful creatures on the whole planet. pitiful. Pitiable, I think, is what it says. But if we believe in, say, if we believe in Jesus and we're following some fairy tale and there's no truth, that we are pitiful. It's true. But he's risen. And you've heard testimonies of his power. And so, if you need prayer for anything, I don't care if you've got this much. I don't care if you have no faith. I have faith, and people are going to pray for you. Have faith. It don't matter what kind of faith you have. Don't let nobody throw that crap on you. Oh, you didn't get healed because you didn't have enough faith. No. People of God should have enough faith. So I got enough faith that God's going to touch you today and heal you. Or whatever your situation is, I believe God will deliver you today. Praise God. You have not because you ask not. So, come and enjoy the presence of the Lord. Yeah.
La-di-da, 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 la-di-da. Ooh. you are breaking down every wall. You are breaking. Behold up the enemy. La da da da, la da 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 da, la da da, la da da, la da 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 da, la da da. Freedom, he's singing. There's victory in the blood of Jesus, Jesus. There's victory in the blood. There's victory in the blood. There's victory in the blood of Jesus, Jesus. Freedom flows from Emmanuel's veins. Freedom flows from Emmanuel's veins. Freedom flows from Emmanuel's veins. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Oh, freedom flows from Emmanuel's veins. Freedom flows from Emmanuel's veins. Freedom flows from Emmanuel's veins. There's power in the blood. Power.
I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she gave her life to the Lord today. So, Jasmine, pray for Jasmine. Do you know that two people, they may have already come to the Lord, but they came into the altar at Passover, which I've never had that happen before. So, I made you turn red, but for you, it's the best decision you'll ever make. So, just wanted to make it public for you. Is that okay? God bless you. Pray for her, please. Pray for her. Do you need prayer for anything?
Freedom. your blood. It was the key that opened the door that set me free, set me free, set me free from darkness. Jesus, your blood. Oh, the power of your blood. It broke every chain that held me bound. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood. The blood. The precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, Jesus, your blood still causes death to pass over us. Jesus, by your stripes we are healed. You're the truth, you're the life. Oh, Jesus, you're the way. You're the truth, and you're the life. My Jesus, you're the way. You're the truth, you're the life. My Jesus, you're the way. You're the truth, you're the life. Jesus, you have risen. Dancing in the field, oh, the lilies are dancing. In the field, oh, the lilies are dancing. In the field, oh, the lilies are dancing. Into the arms of my Father, I'm dancing. Into the arms of my Father, la la de da, la de da 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 da, la de da, la de da, la de da 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 da. Your song of deliverance over us. Shout your name that delivers. Song of deliverance over us. Shout your name that delivers us.
Freedom, freedom.
Sing your songs of deliverance over us.
Sing your songs of deliverance.
Shout your name delivers us.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Sing your songs of deliverance over us. Shout your name that delivers us.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Victory, God, you are my praise, Jesus.
You are my song,
yes. My song of freedom. Sing your song over us this morning, oh God.
victory in Jesus. Oh, victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus.
Alive now, I'm alive.
Nothing can stand against you, God. Nothing can stand against you, Lord. You are mighty and powerful. Mighty warrior, arise over us and sing your songs of deliverance, God. You are mighty in battle.
Mighty in battle.
You are mighty in battle.
Raise your right hand.
You are mighty in battle.
Stretch out your hand.
You are mighty in battle.
Deliver us.
Mighty warrior, 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 arise. Mighty warrior, 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 arise. Mighty warrior, 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 arise. Mighty warrior, 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 arise.